ॐ नमो हरिहंतारं नमो सिद्धारं नमो आर्यारं नमो वज्रायणं नमो लोय सवसाहुनं एषोपंच नमो यारो सवपावपनाशनं मंगलारं च सवेशं परमं होहि मंगलम्
Sutari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kirli Panato Damo Mangalam. Sutari Lugottama, Arihanta Lugottama, Siddha Lugottama, Sahu Lugottama, Kirli Panato Damo Lugottamo. Chittari Sharanam Paujami, Arihanti Sharanam Paujami, Siddhi Sharanam Paujami, Sahu Sharanam Paujami, Kevli Panantan, Daman Sharanam Paujami.
Okay, so did Arjun tell everything correctly, anyone? Arjun, do you feel you said everything correctly in Chattari Mangal part?
I think I made a few errors while saying it. I forgot Lugottamo at the end and all. And I think I made a few errors in the Sharanam Paujami.
Okay, Arjun, will you be able to conference Anubhavji in? He just messaged me.
Let me check, because, you know, originally when I was trying to conference in, my phone wasn't working properly, but I'll try again, see if it works for sure.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
No problem at all.
So Natasha, Arus, Jamin, Dia, can you tell me what mistake did Arjun made in the Chattari Mangal part? Okay, Natasha, can you do one thing? Can you say Chattari Mangal Path?
Sure.
Yeah.
Chattari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Logutuma, Arahanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutumo. Chattari Sarnam Pavijami, Arihante Sarnam Pavijami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavijami, Sahu Sarnam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sarnam Pavijami.
Okay, very good. Make sure when you say Saranam, it's Saranam, not Sharanam. Because sometimes what I am hearing is the first few lines everyone are telling correctly, like Chattari Sarnam Pavajami, Ariyante Sarnam Pavajami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavajami, Sahu Sarnam Pavajami. And then when you come to the last line, there is where, you know, people are doing mistakes. When they say Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sharanam Pavajami, they say it. So make sure that it's Saranam.
Okay.
Let's wait for Arjun. Arjun is trying to get Anubhavji in.
Sachinji?
Yes, Arjun.
I think we're all now in a conference call.
Okay. Jai Jinendra Anubhav ji.
Okay. Sachin ji. Jai Jinendra. Jai
Jinendra Anubhav ji.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Okay. Jai Jinendra. Start kar diya tha.
हाँ वी जस्ट डिड मंगलाचरण पार्ट
मंगलाचरण वो क्या है
हाँ जी हाँ जी अनुभव जी एक क्विक थिंग आपसे पूछनी थी बिफोर वी स्टार्ट नेक्स्ट वीक आके यू नो एक मुमुक्ष के घर आके शिविर रखा है तो लास्ट टाइम जैसे आपने एक सेशन लिया था बच्चों का तो पूछना था कि आपका स्केड्यूल नेक्स्ट वीक कैसा है सैटरडे और संडे को आपका स्केड्यूल कैसा है अगर टाइट है तो ठीक है नहीं तो लेट मी नो वेदर यू विल बी एबल टू टेक यू नो वन सेशन
हाँ किस क्या टाइम रहेगा किस टाइम के लिए
टाइम आप देख लीजिए मतलब आपको जैसे सूट करता है तो उसके हिसाब से हम यू नो यहाँ एडजस्ट कर सकते हैं वैसे दो दिन का ही शिविर है तो वी वेर यू नो thinking about first children's session on Saturday 11 o'clock you know India time 11 o'clock US time which will be I think aapka raat ko 9:30 hoga to wo ek hai aur Sunday ko bhi aur ek session hai bachcho ka lekin wo matlab same time pe rakha hai lekin आपको अगर दूसरा कुछ टाइम सूट करता है देन यू नो आप बोल दीजिए तो उसके हिसाब से हम यू नो दूसरे सेशन सब वी कैन रीशेड्यूल दोस सेशन
ओके ओके ओके
मैं आपको बताता हूं
हां ठीक है जी
यस ओके So, हमारी स्टोरी वी आर डूइंग दैट स्टोरी एंड टिल व्हाट टाइम वी आर नाउ व्हाट 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 हैव वी कवर्ड टिल नाउ इन द स्टोरी व्हाट हैज हैपेंड ऑलरेडी इफ एनीबॉडी विल हेल्प मी नताशा कैन यू नरेट द स्टोरी टिल नाउ
बेसिकली सो फार What happened was the executioner has decided that he is not going to kill any jiva on the special day. But during that day, the king's son, Prince Bal, he sees a sheep and he eats it. So he goes against the law and his father says that he must be punished. So when the soldiers go... So when the soldiers go to the executioner's house, he tells his wife to say that he is not there. But his wife was greedy and she wanted, she knew that he would get rich because the executioner would get all the jewels on Prince Ball's body. So she told them that he was in the house. And I think the executioner goes there and he tells the king that I have decided to not kill anyone today. And then he tells his story. I think that's how far we did.
Okay, okay. Okay, he tells a story. Anything, and the king listens to the story and something happens, does he believe there's Yampal or he doesn't believe Yampal?
No, he doesn't believe.
He doesn't believe Yampal. Okay, okay. Everybody, Arjun, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, okay. So everyone, we are like on the same page till now. Anybody has any question? Arjun, you were absent in the last class, right? So in the last class, what has happened that they approached this Yampal and it was the day of Chaturdashi, so he was not agreeing to come to the king's place. So they took him King asked him why not killing and then he told his whole story about Muniraj and Chaturdashi and not killing Jiva. And Muniraj thought that he is a friend of, he must be a friend of the prince, and he must be trying to save the prince, Bal. So he got angry and he also gave him what punishment did he give? Anyone? Arush, what was the punishment given to the both Yampal and the prince?
Wait, can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
What king gave? What kind of punishment was given to both of these, the Yampal Chandal and
the prince?
Prince Bal.
And the punishment was to tie them with ropes and throw them into the pond of the hungry crocodiles.
Okay. Pond of crocodiles. Okay, fine. So this was there. So what happens? Happy. Now what happens? Now the punishment has been given. Now what? What is happening? What is the scenario? Who will take us further in the story? Jaimin, will you guide us now? What happens in story now? The punishment has been already been ordered. The order has come of the king that they should be killed by being thrown into the pond of crocodiles. Now what happens?
I think that they throw him into the pond, but he didn't get hurt, and pretty much he didn't get hurt. And then the king, I think, started to think about non-violence, and the executioner was happy because he kept his rut.
What happens? The prince and the Yampal both dies. Any one of them survives, or did they both, becomes the food of those hungry crocodiles?
Doesn't executioner Yampal survive, or we don't know his fate?
Yo, we know the story, we have read story already, or not? We have the script.
Yeah, we have, but
whole story.
Yeah, but we know that the prince dies, but on the other hand, what everyone witnessed was a wonder. The moment executioner Yampal was thrown into the pond, he landed in a royal chair.
Okay, so first, who is thrown into the pond? Prince is thrown into the pond, and the moment he was thrown, the crocodiles ate him, without waiting. Right? Okay.
Yes.
Now it's the turn of Yampal. Okay, so we will talk just a moment before being getting thrown into the pond, okay? Both will take the situation of Yampal, and we'll take a situation of Prince. Okay, so before being thrown into this pond, How do you see Yampal and how do you see Prince? Yampal is crying and everything and he's very tensed or not? And Prince is crying very tensed or not? Who is more miserable before, execution of the punishment? I'm saying before the actual order is getting passed, before they are getting thrown into the pond, I'm asking that who is very much panicky, or who is like actually crying or something. If we see both the people, so both people are same, the mental state of both the people are same, or it's different? It will be different. What do you think? What should happen according to you?
The executioner is unaffected by the king's decision.
Why it should happen? They both are going to die.
Yeah, but the executioner is remembering the Muni Raj and the greatness of nonviolence.
But that doesn't, going to stop him from getting dead, right? So he is going to get be thrown into the pond. Why is he unaffected? Yeah, you're right. Okay, he's not crying. He's thinking about the Muniraj and he is happy that he is able to keep up with his breath. Okay? I'm asking, why is he not panicking? Why he's not, you know, actually crying, or, you know, why is he not feeling miserable or tensed or something?
Because he didn't fail his teacher. He didn't fail the Muniraj.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What do you think, Arush?
The same.
Why is he not panicking? What do you think? Why? What should be the reason?
The reason should be.
Yeah. Say whatever you feel. Why is he not? See, the prince is, you know, panicking like a mad person. He is like actually very sad and he knows he's going to die and he doesn't want to die and, you know, he's crying and everything. But this Yampal is not.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes, I agree.
Yes, why what do you think that Yampal is made Yampal unafraid of the death?
I think that executioner Yampal is not afraid because if he dies, it is true that he didn't fail his teacher and he might become something better in his next life.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, what do you think, Jamin? Why? Same question.
Because he listened to his teacher. And he went through a day without killing anyone. And how he thought about nonviolence.
Okay. What do you think, Dia?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Question is that why do you think that the Yampal was not panicking? He was like very composed before being thrown into the pond. Okay, so why unlike Prince he is so calm and okay and not afraid of the death? Why? What do you think? Yes, Tia, what do you think?
Because he was happy that he followed his rut.
Okay. So okay. See, can we say that the thief, the culprit, the prince, okay? The prince,
yes.
Did he choose death for himself or he was avoided death? Prince wanted to be dead? Prince wanted
no.
to get killed? No. But he did a papa, he did a hinsa violence during the Ashtanika Mahaparva, and so his dad, you know, he just awarded him this punishment, right?
Yes.
Everyone with me? Right? But this is Yampal. He did something wrong. Or he chose death for over killing other person. He was awarded death or he was given an option that either you kill or you die. So he chose death. What happened with... See, the prince was given the punishment And Yampal chose to be punished, right?
Yes.
Correct, everyone? I am saying it right, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So see, those who commit violence or those who commit any sin or any passion, right? They will always be not the choosers. They will have to suffer, definitely. Like this person, Prince. He's miserable. He's very sad. Because he didn't choose that, okay, I...
Excuse me? Anyone? Anubhavji?
Yeah, I'm here. I think Anubhavji got disconnected on my end. I'll try recalling. Anubhavji?
Yes, yes.
I think now we're in the call. Conference.
Okay. Okay, okay. So everyone? Right? Hello?
Yeah, Anubhavji.
Yeah, everyone can... Yeah, okay. So can we say that doing this vrat or believing in your Dev Shastra Guru, that is our Arahant Parameshwari, our Sadhu Parameshwari, and our Jain religion, Jain scriptures, can we say that doing vratas or everything, this gives us strength beyond imagination, that even they make us even unafraid for death? And on the other hand, doing these sins and these passions, if obviously if I'm doing sins or passions, one day or other I get punished. But even then, at the time of that punishment, when I deserved punishment, I'm still miserable. See, when I didn't deserve punishment as a Yampal Chandal, and I'm being punished, I am unafraid. And when I deserve punishment, when I should be punished, like Great Prince, I'm still panicking. So what? So this sins and passions, they make us weak. We are miserable when anything bad happens to us, any bad karmas or any bad situation forms around, we are miserable. We go, you know, like our whole world turns upside down. We just go crazy. Because we don't know that, okay, we don't know that this is the result of our sins, and we don't apply any teachings of our Dev Shastra Guru, our scriptures, our Devas, right? And on the other hand, what Jnanis do, what, you know, enlightened souls do, they know that whatever our Bhagavan has said, our religion has preached us, this is going to be with us, no matter how bad the situation goes. Why to worry? This Yampal, he's contended that, okay, I am following what my Guru told me, and I know my Guru can't be wrong, and this should be done, and that's why I'm doing it. He's unafraid. Correct? Do we see that in the story? Have I made my point or any questions?
No questions.
Hello?
No questions.
Okay. So what we learned, like these good deeds, these vratas, or these the teachings of our Dev, Shastra and Guru, the Dev, Scripture, Sena and Muni Raj. These teachings give us strength beyond imagination. They make us even unafraid of our death. And on the other hand, if we commit sin or we do passions and then they fruit and they come, then we actually are out of our control, our emotions. We cannot stop. We cannot not panic. We cannot afford to not panic. We all, you know, get tense and we are very much, you know, miserable. So therefore, these sins and passions, these make us weak. And therefore, we should always, you know, be on the side of the preachings of our Bhagwan rather than on the side of being a sinner or a man of passion. Okay. Now, this is the situation of before getting, you know, before the punishment is actually executed. Now punishment is getting executed. Before punishment, the prince is very miserable and the Yampal is very contented that, okay, so he's actually putting, he's not, like as Arjun said, he's not selling his guru, he's actually trusting what he learned. He's carrying with him what he learned in that moment with Muniraj. Because he know he trusted with his own heart and his Muniraj, the person he was, the way he appeared, the way he looked, he was so mesmerized looking at the Muniraj in that area. So he just cannot believe that, okay, what Muniraj said can put me in any bad situation. I have to follow what Muniraj said. I have to follow my word that I gave to Muniraj. I have to follow this. Okay, and now the punishment is being executed, and this prince is crying and he is being thrown into the pond. And the moment he is thrown, the crocodiles grab him and eat him right away. Everybody, they are all gathered around the pond and everybody see. And they see this prince dying. Okay. Now what happens? Now it's turn of Yampal and then they throw him. What happens the moment they throw him? You will tell me.
He landed in a royal chair.
He landed to how come in the pond a royal chair arrived? How it happened? It's a fairy tale or something? What?
I'm unsure.
It's there written. What happened? Who made that royal chair? Anyone?
Devas from Devgati.
Yeah, Devas from Devgati. See, these stories are of fourth Kal. We have six Kal, right? We learned about these six types of the time periods. They come. Presently, we are in fifth Kal. We learned about it while we were learning about Dashrakshan Mahaparva. That there is Tirthankaras, 24 Tirthankaras, they happen in fourth Kal. You remember anything like that? Anyone?
Was it the eighth and descending?
Yeah, ascending and descending. Correct. So we have ascending, the six parts of ascending, the six phases. Phases, we call them phases. Right? Six phases. So in ascending we have six and descending we have six. Right? So in fourth Kal, Tirthankaras happen, and fifth Kal, we are here. And in a sixth Kal, there will be very small human beings of like the length of one hand. Their body whole height will be of one hand. And people will kill each other and eat each other because there will be no food, no fire or nothing. So they'll have to survive, so they'll kill each other and eat. So human beings will eat human beings. In that phase, the passions will be so high, the sins will be so high, that people will be killing each other to survive. This is what has already started happening, right? And anyways, our heights are also getting, you know, shorter and shorter decade by decade. So earlier we used to have like people of 7 feet, 10, 6 feet. Now the average height is, you know, below 6 or something. Is it happening or not? Is it happening, right? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, it's happening.
Am I audible? Yeah, so the heights are, you know, getting smaller and smaller by each decade passing. So after the end of the fifth kal, people will have like a height of a feet, of a foot. And they'll be so cruel, they'll kill each other. Okay, fine. So, in these stories are of fourth kal, okay? In fourth kal, what happens? Like, devas often, you know, they keep visiting the Sarmadhi Lok. So, you know, like we see aeroplanes flying today, you know, in over our city, the same way the devas fly over the cities in fourth kal. Okay, so now, some devas must be watching, looking into this, you know, whole scenario, and they realize that, oh, this Yampal is actually doing good, and this king is actually a mad person, he's not believing Yampal. Okay? Why he's not believing Yampal, that we'll discuss a little later, okay? And this king is, so we should help Yampal. So the moment he's thrown, they just made him land into the royal chair, and then they appeared, and then they actually facilitated Yampal, and said, oh, you have done a great job. Like, you have not, you know, you have not got affected by the threat of death, and you actually continue your work. And the moment this king looks into this whole scenario, what that situation turns into, that he feels so ashamed, he feels so afraid that, oh shit, what I have done. I have punished Yampal, who actually was being right. And he just runs after Yampal and he apologizes, and then he asks for forgiveness, right? This is what happens, right? Hello? I am not missing anything, right? This is what happens in the story.
Can you repeat it?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not listening. Hello? Am I audible or not?
Yes.
Okay, to everyone. Natasha, are you there or not?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, yes.
Okay. So every one of us is here and we all are listening. And I assume that till now that you have all listened to the story that, okay, the devas have arrived, the king seriously felt too bad and he's so embarrassed that, okay, this Yampal was saying right and he's not, you know, he was not the friend of the prince or helping him out, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So now what does king do? What does king do? Okay, what does Yampal do now? Okay, king is asking for forgiveness and he actually facilitated Yampal too. Now what happens? Now what does Yampal think? What?
What was that?
What does Yampal think now?
You're thinking that he got so much because he practiced one small vow?
Correct. What he saw that only for not killing a jiva on one day, that made all the devas come down to save me. Only one vrat, that did so many wonders for me. So I'm wondering that what will I, if I follow every vrat, what will happen then? You know, logical, na, right? I followed one stupid thing, okay, one very small thing. I'm killing all other days, everybody, whoever comes and working orders. And I'm just not executing one day, one person. Okay? And what happened? That even though I'm so bad, I kill people. But just because I followed one breath, they came to my rescue. They just saved me. So what will happen if I completely follow non-violence? If I completely follow ahimsa rudrat? Right? What will be, what huge impact will it bring, right?
Yeah.
Hello? Right, so he's wondering, and what he did, so he actually abandoned doing execution and things, and he started actually, you know, practicing the ahimsa, that is non-violence, for lifetime. And in the next words, the executioner became deva, and soon he will become god. Right? So what is written in the last, in the story, we'll read the last paragraph of the story, which is written in a different font. Arush, will you read it for us? Then one small bow.
The execution of Yampal, that one?
No, the last one, most the last paragraph of the whole story.
Okay, let me just get it. Therefore, O dear Bhava Jiva, we shall always practice...
No, just above it. The paragraph just above it, Arush.
When one small vow of non-violence does so many wonders, just imagine, if we practice the complete Vitaragi Jain religion, why moksha will not be the reward? It surely will be.
Yeah, next. Paragraph, continue.
Oh. Therefore, O dear Bhava Jiva, we shall always practice the non-violence as reached by the Jainism, and the moksha shall approach us sooner than we think.
Okay. It is, instead of reached, it is preached by the Jainism. I think I made a mistake. Okay. So what is the gist of all this story? They find one small breath of non-violence, it did so many wonders. Then why will that moksha will not come if we practice everything? Because moksha is the highest thing, and small thing is giving so big reward. So why will practicing everything, the reward of everything will not be a moksha? So therefore, we should do what? We all are bhavya jiva. Like bhavya jiva means a jiva who is capable of going to moksha. Bhavya, who can be a bhagwan, is bhavya. Okay, so why shall we not practice non-violence as taught by our religion? We must practice non-violence so that the moksha will approach us, like it approached Yampal Chandal. Right? Hello? Okay, just now one question, like what do you think, why this king did not believe Yampal? I gave you this as homework to discuss it with your family. Well, you discuss it with your family, like why he did not believe, and what happens like in our families also, like we like a person who eats non-vegetarian food, you know, can he become Bhagwan? Can you imagine like that? So I will discuss it. I asked you to discuss it, right? I know anyone remembers. Hello.
Yes.
There was this question in the last class that why did King not believe Yampal when he told him about the Muniraj? And then I asked you all, that you, like Natasha told, that they have, their teacher once asked who is vegetarian, and she was alone in the class, and her friend said, oh, you're missing a lot in your life or something, right? Right, Natasha?
Can you repeat that?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Am I audible?
Yes.
Can you repeat it?
Yes, can you all hear? Yeah, hello. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. One thing, in the last class, I asked, like, Natasha recalled a memory of her class that her teacher asked who is vegetarian, and she was alone in her class, and one of the friends said, oh, you're missing a lot in your life, and like that. Right, Natasha?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay. So my question was, could you imagine that person who said it, he will also become Bhagwan one day, he can become Bhagwan one day? Could you imagine? Can you imagine a person who eats non-vegetarian food, he also become Bhagwan or something? A person who is a butcher in a butcher shop, he will become Bhagwan one day? Can you imagine? Does it come into your imagination?
No.
Rest right here in that moment. It never arrives. It never clicks into our heads. Okay, he will also become God someday. He can. Shivmeter is also a natured God. Like, does it click in our mind? It doesn't. It never. So I ask you to discuss it. Why it happens? And is it that Jainism is wrong? That okay, he is also God by the nature. His soul is also God. So why? Are these both things not related? The king also did not believe that executioner can be follower of a vrat. He can also do something good. He is a killer. How can he do it? So this is it not a perception that we see people by their deeds and not by the soul they are? We just ignore the whole side that, oh, they are actually a jiva. Right, they are walking, they are knowing, they are feeling good and bad. They do know, they do see. So they have Gyan Gun and they know with that Gyan Gun, with that knowledge attribute. Right? Still, what we see is not that they are jiva. What we see is what they are doing. They are criminals, they are non-vegetarians, they are sinners, they are terrorists. And we actually then, this fact, whole fact about the nature of soul, goes for a toss. Right? See, what happened with the king? That king, there's this Yampal, narrates his own story of Muniraj and kings, doesn't believe. He said, okay, he's lying, he's absolutely lying. He doesn't even consider that it can be a probability, a possibility, that okay, it actually might happen. He just negates it at the very beginning.
I got disconnected, so can you please repeat what you were saying?
Okay. So I was saying that why it happens that we actually see people, why this king is unable to believe that this chandal can have a vrat, this executioner, also this killer of human beings, can be doing such a good deed. Why is he not believing?
Because...
What do you think?
Because he...
What do you think? Anyone say? Anyone has any ideas? Why is he not believing? It's just a discussion. Let us discuss that. Why is he not believing? Arjun, anyone? We are done with the story. We are just taking out as much as we can out of the story. Okay, we have to learn something.
He doesn't believe that the executioner can do good, because in the past the executioner has always, without question, executed these people.
His perception, can we say that his perception is that a killer cannot practice religion? Can you put it that way?
Yes, you could.
Like we cannot imagine a person who eats non-veg or who kills the animals and eats them. Can we imagine that, okay, he will not eat at night, or he will be eating gen food someday, or he'll go to temple someday, or he will become Muniraj someday, or he will become Bhagwan someday? Do we imagine that ever?
We don't imagine that killers can do good.
Because what we see, he's a killer, he's a non-vegetarian, he is heartless. How can he eat animals? We just curse them, like, how could you? But we do not think even for a single while. Okay, this person, my Bhagwan says that this person also has the capability of being Bhagwan someday. Right? The same way what king did, the king, you know, he only looked at the present doings of that present executioner, and he completely ignored the fact that he is also a jiva. Jiva has their own parinam, their own, you know, thoughts, and their thoughts might, you know, change any time. They might become religion all of a sudden. So it is possible that even though he has done so many bad things in the past, that doesn't stop him from practicing the religion. So just because he's executioner doesn't make him incapable of taking any vrata or any becoming, you know, practicing any religion. The same thing goes with us, you know, the people we see around. If anybody you see is committing so many sins, okay, just accept it, he is doing a bad thing, okay, it's a bad thing. But still keep in mind that that person, even that person, you never know what happens, what changes his mind, and he also can start practicing the religion. So we should never judge people from what they do. I'm not saying that we should make friendship with them, with the, you know, we should make friendship with the thieves, with sinners, with liars. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we should not make our perceptions about them. We should always see the same way we see a we see an ant or an elephant. Elephant is what? He's a jiva. We should not hurt him. Lion is what? He's a jiva. The same way that person is what? He's a jiva. I don't care what he does or what he does not. I just know that if that person tries harder, he also can become God just like me. Just like the way I can, he also has this power to be. So I don't have to, you know, judge them or perceive them or carry any perception about people. That is the only way our Mahavir Bhagwan and every other Tirthankara, they were able to, you know, practice, you know, Kshama. They know everything, right? But they always, you know, they always forgive people. They know that people kill animals and do that. But they don't perceive them from as a killer. They see them as a soul. And therefore, everything for them is, you know, natural. And therefore, they do not do any raga or dvesha from any of the jivas. Not even those jivas, those who are hurting them, who are killing them. Like our Parshnath Bhagwan, he has this snake over him, right? You must have seen the photo of Parshnath Bhagwan, Miraj. So somebody, you know, actually tried killing him, did upsarg on him, and still he did not get angry on him. He practiced his soul, right? So every soul has capability to follow religion and do well, become Bhagwan. So we should never judge a soul from its present sins or present activities. It might change the very next moment. The very next moment, we might also become sinners. It might happen that I just go with my bad friends, or I have my bad friendship, and then they make me eat non-vegetarian food. So the practices may get also violated. Okay, you never know what I become tomorrow. And also you never know that what that person whom you're thinking is a sinner, he becomes tomorrow. He might start practicing religion like this Yampal Chandal, who, you know, given up killing people for life for this one incident, right? Hello? Have I made my point? So what we learned? Okay, who will tell me the names of five sins? Okay, what is the name of five sins? We'll just close the story. We'll see just what we have learned, and then we'll finish the story. What is the name of five sins?
Violence.
Anyone?
Theft.
Violence is first. Theft. Okay. So after violence comes falsehood.
Yeah.
Okay, second is falsehood. So violence, falsehood, and then theft. Okay? Stealing. Theft.
Then
okay?
Wrong intent.
And the fourth is Wrong intentions. Like that. And fifth is?
And then the sixth is accumulation.
Accumulation. Parigraha. Okay, so it's, in Hindi we call it hinsa means, hinsa means violence. Jhoot means falsehood, to lie. Chori is thieving, is stealing. Okay, theft is chori. And kushil is what? The wrong intentions. And parigraha is accumulation. These are five sins. So what is this hinsa? What is violence? What do we mean by violence?
We mean the act of hurting another jiva.
Act of hurting. Not necessarily killing them. Even using the bad words. Or torturing. Or, you know, making them uncomfortable. Or anything. So if you are having a, you know, fight with your friend, you are actually committing a hinsa. Or a violence, okay? It's an act of hurting. It may be you might kill, you might not kill, you might even think bad in your own heart and do nothing. So if you see some friend and you start, you know, thinking bad about him in your, you know, mind, and you don't actually do anything, you act nice, then you are committing violence. Okay, because it's about how you feel, what you intend to do, and not what you actually do. Okay? And what is this falsehood? What is falsehood, Natasha?
Yes.
What is falsehood? Violence is to hurt or act, intention of hurt. It's violence. What is falsehood?
I cannot hear. Can you repeat the question, please?
My question is, I'm asking about what do we mean by falsehood, the second sin?
Oh, falsehood means lying.
Falsehood means to lie, yes. What is stealing, Arush?
Stealing means you're taking else's things without their permission.
Yeah, taking the thing of others without their permission. Okay, so this is stealing. And then what is wrong intentions, Jamin?
To do something that is wrong.
What?
To think to do something that is wrong.
Yeah, you think. What? Sorry, I cannot. Please can you repeat it for me? Now what?
To think to do something that is wrong.
Okay, wrong intentions is actually, you know, looking at people with not good intentions. Okay, wrong intentions. So you actually look at people with not so good intentions. You look at them with bad intentions. Okay, this is wrong intentions. Okay, and what is accumulation? Dia, what is accumulation? Hello? Dia?
Yes, Anubhuti?
What is accumulation? What do we mean by accumulation? What do you understand by accumulation? Just tell us.
Gathering more and more.
Yeah, gathering, yeah, collecting things, you know, like I have 2 houses, 4 cars, 50 pairs of clothes, 20 pairs of shoes, everything like this, these many gadgets, these many books, these many iPods, earphones, everything. So this is what? This is accumulation. It is parigraha. So these are 5 sins one should not commit. And what are 4 passions? 4 passions.
Krodh, man, maya, lobh.
Anyone? Krodh, man, maya, lobh. Exactly. Krodh, man, maya, lobh is krodh means what? Anger. Man means what? Pride. Maya means to cheat. And lobh means, what is lobh? Greediness. Who did greediness in this earth story? The wife of Yampal Chandal. Because of her greediness, of jewels and the riches, the Chandal, the Yampal, he went into the trouble, right? Who did the violence in our story? This prince did violence. He killed that. Okay. And what happens in the story is, king also has this man kashai or the pride, because of which he doesn't look into, he thinks that the executioners cannot perform religion. Only I can perform religion, or good people can perform religion. We are better than those people. This is their pride, man kashai. Okay? Right?
Yes.
Right? So now can I expect one small thing from you? Just a small thing. Can I give you a small assignment?
Yes.
Okay, the assignment is very, very small. It won't take you more than like 10 minutes, okay? What you have to do, make in a Word file or any file, just write what you learned from this story, including everything, like you learned five things, or you, which thing you understood, and what learning that you should look down when you walk, or anything. Like, okay, this is Muniraj had this riddhi, the name of this riddhi is this, or because of this riddhi, this happens. Anything that you learn, just could you just write it, okay, I learned from this, learning from the story, executioner Yampal. Just this. And could you just mail it to me, I mean, so that I know that we are learning something. Anything you learned, put everything, like, okay, I didn't know this is the word riddhi, and I learned about this word vrat. I didn't know about this word. It means bow. So anything, could you all do it if it's not asking for too much? Anyone has any problem? Hello?
No.
So we just have to write the learnings from the story and just put what you have learned. So write, you know, as many things as you have learned from it. Any small things, any small, like, you know, we should not, you know, do cheating or something, anything. Like, you can put incidents that, okay, like he did this, we should also not do this because it resulted in this, so we might also get saved from that. So you got me right?
Yes.
Everyone? Okay, so I can expect before next Sunday a file from you all?
Yes.
Okay, and in the next, from the next class, we'll start with a different story, different chapter, okay? We learn about now four states, four gatiya, four gatis, and about the karmas as well. Eight karmas and four gatis. It's going to be very interesting, okay? So I'll be mailing his story also, you know, by Friday or Saturday. So you'll get a time to read, and then read it, and then we'll discuss it again. Okay? Any questions? Okay, in that file, you can also give any feedback if you didn't like about the story or anything, you didn't like about the discussion. You can write anything on that file, whatever you feel. Feel free to write it, okay? But just give us that what you learned and what you felt, okay? Is it fine? Everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll conclude it now. Okay, we'll conclude it. So who is going to do Stuti? We have to again do this Dev Stuti. Okay, today, who will do it today? I think we have in last time, Arush did it, right?
Yes.
Or Jamin. This time, Dia will do it. In the next class, Natasha will do it, okay? So, we have one person will read and every one of us will go silent, okay? Okay. We start. Sachinji, please. I think.
Yeah, I'll continue.
Hello.
Dia, take the Dev Stuti. And everyone, please, you can also recite, but on mute. Join the hands and start with the Dev Stuti.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient or well-being creature, let the wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fervent prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion. In with joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed. May we all rest at the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. May we destroy eight karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves move within with religious education, standing on our feet with joined hands, We worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachments, O omniscient ever-being creature, let our own belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfilled prayer.
Okay, thanks to everyone. Thank you, Jai Jinendra. Please make sure you finish your assignment and send it by next Saturday to me so that I can submit it to Anubhavji. Okay?
Jai Jinendra.
Okay, thank you very much, Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.